Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm glad we can spend time together to read the scriptures and understand the word of God. I believe you want the promotion from the Lord. I believe that you want to go higher and higher in the things of God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for teaching us and speaking to us through this reading the scripture together, Lord. We believe, Lord, that we will learn from you and receive the light from you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to give you one of the keys to get the promotion from the Lord, that God can lift you higher and higher and you can get to your destiny that God has prepared for you. You must be faithful in the small things. In Luke chapter 16, verse 10, the Bible says, if you are faithful in little things, you will be faithful in large ones. But if you are dishonest in little things, you won't be honest with greater responsibilities. I would like to share with you about a story of a man in the Bible. He is one of my favorite men in the Bible. His name is David. Before we understand what happened in 1 Samuel chapter 17, we learn that David was anointed by a prophet and he was chosen to be the king of Israel. Wow, he was a young man. He was looked down by his father and his older brothers. But even though he was looked down and no one believed that he would be the king of Israel, and he was even working as a shepherd for his father, he was still faithful in the little thing. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, David was told by his father to take a provision of food to his brothers who were serving on the battlefield for King Saul. At that time, the Philistines and the giant Goliath came to attack the people of Israel. Goliath looked down on the God of Israel at that time. When his father told him to bring food to his brothers who looked down on him, David could have said, Samuel anointed me to be the next king, and now you want me to be an errand boy to brothers who disrespect me? I don't think so. Daddy, I would not go. I would not go to do this kind of little things, to just take food to the battlefield for my brothers. If David had been too proud to serve his brothers, to do what seemed insignificant in the eyes of man, he would not have heard about Goliath speaking against God. He would not have been at the battlefield and learned about what happened to the children of Israel at that time. And he would not have slain the giant Goliath. And eventually, he would not have made it to the throne. When his father told him to bring food to his brothers who was in the battlefield, David realized that this was a test that he has to pass. He has to pass the test of being faithful to do the small things. He was faithful to do the small things. Therefore, he did not miss his destiny. What we learn from David's story here is that if we will be faithful in the small things that God is asking us to do, he will trust us with more. Once we do the insignificant thing, the thing where we might have to humble ourselves and serve somebody who does not treat us right, then the door will be open to the big things. God will open the door for us. God will give us the promotion. We will pass those tests, and God prepare us for the bigger thing because we are faithful in the little things. In Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 to 23, the Bible says, "For it is like a man who was about to take a long journey, and he called his servants together and entrusted them with his property. To one, he gave 5 talents, probably about $5,000. To another, 2. To another, 1. To each in proportion to his own personal abilities. Then he departed and left the country. He who had received the 5 talents went at once and traded with them, and he gained 5 talents more. And likewise, he who had received the 2 talents, he also gained 2 talents more. But he who had received the 1 talent went and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. Now, after a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. And he who had received the 5 talents came and brought him 5 more, saying, 'Master, you entrusted to me 5 talents. See, here I have gained 5 talents more.' His master said to him, 'Well done, you upright, honorable, admirable, and faithful servant. You have been faithful and trustworthy over a little. I will put you in charge of much. Enter into and share the joy, the delight, the blessedness which your master enjoys.' And he also who had the 2 talents came forward saying, 'Master, you entrusted 2 talents to me. Here I have gained 2 talents more.' His master said to him, 'Well done, you upright, honorable, admirable, and faithful servant.'" You notice the word faithful. "And faithful servant, you have been faithful and trustworthy over a little. I will put you in charge of much. Enter into and share the joy, the delight, the blessedness which your master enjoys." From this story, you can see that Jesus emphasized the word faithfulness. Whatever we have that God has given to us, we should be faithful in using those things for his kingdom. David was faithful. He was a faithful shepherd. He looked after his dad's sheep. He was faithful in serving his father and his brother. That's why God opened the opportunity for him to meet Goliath and to kill Goliath. And his fame was spread all over Israel. And that opened the doors for him to be the king of Israel later on. You see, we should not look down on the small job, on the small things that God called us to do. We should be faithful in the small things that God called us to do at this point, and then at the right time, we will be promoted by God. And we can grow spiritually and learn the lesson of life when we go through some little things in life as well. This is why James chapter 1, verses 2 to 4 say, "Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, when we go through the difficult works, the undesirable situation, and we're still faithful in doing what God called us to do, our faith is tested. Your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect, complete, and needing nothing. And you will be ready." But I'd like to add here, you will be ready for God's promotion upon your life. And you're going to go to the next step, getting closer to the finish line for your life. I remember in my old life, when I came to America, I was serving the Department of Neurosurgery at University of Washington without salary. The Department of Neurosurgery used me for free of charge, no salary at all. But I was so faithful. I worked so hard. I pushed the bed of the patients. I served my boss. I served my co-workers faithfully. I did not complain that I did not have salary. Actually, I'm standing at the University of Washington right now, where I was trained for 7.5 years to be a neurosurgeon here. I was so faithful. I worked hard. I was yelled by my boss sometimes. I was taken advantage of by my American doctors, co-workers. But I still serve them. I still smile. I still love my boss. I love my co-workers. After 1 year, I was accepted again to be paid workers of the Department of Neurosurgery. And within a short period of time, I became the chief resident over all American doctors. The promotion came to me because I was faithful in doing little things for the Department of Neurosurgery. I still faithful to my boss. I still show love to my co-workers. My life has proven what the Bible says. If I am faithful in the little, in the small thing, the promotion will come later on. God wants to shape up my character. God wants me to be faithful in little things so that I can do great things. If I'm not faithful in a little thing, my boss will not promote me to be the chief resident or head of all the department over all the American doctors. I was a chief resident for a long time, for many years. The boss really loved me, trusted me, and he really depended on me all those 7.5 years. Why? Because I practice what the Bible says. I am faithful in the little thing. For the ministry point of view, I started to serve the Lord in the east part of Thailand. I was a brand new believer. I served the American missionary couples. Their name is Dan and Fan Kop, Pastor Dan and Fan Kop. I helped them to lift up the chair. This is a Baptist church. I cleaned the floor. I opened the door. I locked the door. I went out with them on the van to visit people. I served them. I never wanted to be pastor or leader. I never wanted to have any promotion from man. I was just faithful in serving those people in that Baptist church. And later on, God moved me to America. I still serve the pastor of the church. I was faithful in doing what is right. I went to church every Sunday. I was involved. I was learning from many spiritual fathers. I have one spiritual father at a time, but one died, then I have another one. I learn, I serve faithfully. I never thought that, oh, I'm a great guy. I'm going to went out to do my own things. I was faithful to my church. I was faithful to my spiritual father one by one. And I learned so many things. I grow up spiritually because I stay faithful in little things. And eventually, God promoted me to be the pastor of New Hope International Church. And He bless me so much. You see, being faithful in the little things, in the small things, is the key to God's promotion. If you want to get to the finish line, you want to get to your destiny, don't complain. When God asks somebody to tell you to do something that you don't like, you are faithful in doing that. Don't quit. Don't walk away. You are faithful, and God will eventually see that you are so faithful. God will develop your character to be more perfect, complete, and you are ready for the next level, the promotion that God has for your life. So I want to encourage you, be faithful in the small things. Let us pray. Father, we thank you so much that the Lord Jesus Christ Himself humbled Himself and came into the world and became a servant that He might redeem us from sin and bondage, Lord. Lord, help us to be humble like the Lord Jesus. Help us to be humble like David, who is the ancestor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us to be faithful in serving others, just like Jesus was faithful to you to serve others, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your promise that if we are faithful in the small things, you will trust us with more. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe that you will practice what you learn and you will see the promotion that comes from heaven. God bless you. Thank you so much for spending time with me. Don't forget to subscribe to this channel and click on the notification bell. God bless you. Thank you so much. I love you and I believe you shall get to your destiny. Thank you.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty.
Still,